Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first episode of Teenage Tea. Now, I am very new to this. I have no idea what I'm doing, but I need an outlet to rant, and hopefully, through my ranting, you get a good expectation of high school and life and drama, and maybe I can help a few people with this. I don't know. Who knows? This episode might not even be going up, but we're gonna hope for the best and just continue on. So, again, I have no clue what I'm doing. Maybe let's start off with an introduction to myself, you know, like speed dating type thing, except I can't keep my mouth shut and it'll probably be way longer than a speed date thing. So, I'm not gonna tell you my name. At least, not for now. But I will tell you, I am a Leo. I was born August 12th, 2004, which means I am 15. I know, I'm a freshman. You can laugh all you want, but just to be honest with you, freshmen aren't that bad. I mean, we suck, yes, but the grade below us, the eighth graders, are little heathens. I mean, if you are a freshman this year, you know what I'm talking about. But, anyways, moving on. I am a country gal. I'm from the South. I'm not really that country, and I honestly hate it here. But you know what? I'm 15, and I can't really make my own decisions. So here we are. I'm a cheerleader. I'm in band. I'm in this year's production of The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. I'm Forest Animal number one. I know. Hold your applause. And right now, my life is pretty chaotic. I didn't expect high school to be easy, but I certainly did not think it would be this hard. I mean, I knew it wasn't going to be like the rom-coms where everybody's hot and attractive and everybody, you know, knows what they're doing and, you know, you get to solve a murder and be cool cats, but I just thought it'd be easier because, like, every year before now, I've had the ability to not really try. I've kind of, you know, just gotten by. Usually an all A student, sometimes a B will be in there. But I'll have a few periods of struggling and then I'll get past it. I'll get through it. But this whole year so far has been one constant struggle from day one, from August. Did we start at 15th? We either started August 15th or 14th. I can't remember. But from that point, it has been a train wreck. I mean, I have only one A in my core classes. I have a C in math. I have a B in science. And I have an A in English. Granted, English is my favorite subject, and I am taking all pre-AP classes except for civics, which is my history class, and I don't have that till next semester, so I don't have to worry at the moment. But not only that, but just, like, friendship stuff, and, you know, just growing up sucks. It just really, really does, and there's nothing to get. I mean, you just gotta get through it. You just gotta simply live it. And you just gotta hope for the best, you know? And maybe, I don't know, maybe this year will get easier. I mean, we're only about a month in, maybe more. You know, maybe sophomore year will be great. Maybe it'll be fantastic. I know junior year is not gonna be a piece of cake. But who knows, maybe just my experience is flipped. Maybe my junior year will be a breeze. And this year, I'm just getting bombarded. And who knows, maybe the universe will be nice to me for once and be like, you know what, we're gonna give you a break. But honestly, I don't think so. I just think these next few years will be hell. So, you know, that's really great to look forward to. So that's my life at the moment. Let's see what else. I mean, in future episodes, who knows, I might record another one tonight, depending on how long this one is. And I honestly don't know how long it will be, because I want to get more in depth with other episodes, but I also don't know if certain stories are interesting enough for a whole episode and I can sustain the story long enough. So I might just get into the breakdowns, you know, a quick little synopsis of everything that's happened. So let's see. I've already told you about my grades. That's, you know, great. That's whatever. Homecoming's coming up, and I'm not looking forward to it. I mean, I'm gonna go just to say I went, but I probably won't even stay that long, because the thing is, I'll get into this in another episode, probably all about relationships, but the guy I like is basically gonna allow me to third wheel all of homecoming just so he can go to the movies with his girlfriend, because his girlfriend is an eighth grader. She is too young to go to the homecoming dance, which isn't really even a dance. It's casual wear, and you know, it's probably not gonna be fun. So basically our plan is we'll stroll up there for like 5 seconds in the dance. Then we'll go to the game for like 5 seconds. Then we'll go to the movies, where they will sit in the back together and I will sit somewhere else very far away from them. And I'm gonna third wheel. And I didn't, you know, have any say in this. He just kind of mentioned it and was like, okay, there you go. So that's where I am right now for, you know, crushes. Then all hell broke loose with friend stuff, and it's honestly not great. I'll get into it in another episode, probably about friends, but some stuff went down, and she's kind of a psycho bitch, not gonna lie. You know, usually I usually am, you know, the mom of a group. I'm the therapist, the Dr. Phil, so I try to help out, which usually ends up getting me wrapped into the drama. But I usually am like the middle ground. I give my word to them, I give my word to the other side. I, you know, reason. I say, here's a logical thing. This is where you messed up. This is where you messed up. This is where we could get better, you know? But that did not happen, because I was on the receiving end of the hate and the drama and the low-key bullying. Not gonna lie. But it's not fun. It's really not. Because at the moment, my friend group is barely hanging on. You know, I have about one person who's actually in the friend group who is 100% on my side and is actually defending me, which is very nice. And it also happens to be the guy I like. Hopefully, he never sees this. Who knows? Maybe by the time, if, you know, maybe not when, but if people ever realize who I am, and if I ever tell the world, and if I ever tell my friends, you know, maybe we'll be past this. Maybe it'll be a joke. Maybe he'll find out and I'll have gotten over it. Or maybe, hopefully, will be a thing. Probably not, because he very clearly has a type. He very clearly is into short, skinny, kind of tone runner girls. But yeah, that's my friendship. I don't really know what else to talk about. That's the thing. That's my problem. I've always thought podcasts were cool and interesting, and that I'd love to do one, because I'm really good at ranting. But, you know, my rants are like 5 to 10 minutes, and usually those 5 to 10 minutes are built mostly little bursts of me Snapchatting my friends to explain it. And I don't know if I can sustain it. Maybe once I kind of plan everything out and plan episodes out, because I have some ideas. I do. Maybe it'll be better. Maybe it'll be longer and I won't stumble over my words as much or be confused as to where to go next, you know? But this was a very spur of the moment thing. This was a, I got an ad on Snapchat and was like, why not? You know, why not? I'm looking to, you know, make some money. Maybe if my podcast gets big enough, I can, you know, get some sponsors, get some ad revenue. I don't know how that works on here, but we'll find out. We will. I mean, well, it'll be okay. You know, who knows? Maybe because I'm like kind of whispering. I don't want to like full be like ranting in full volume myself because I'm a very loud and obnoxious individual. And I also don't really want anybody knowing about this. So this could just be complete trash, you know? Maybe it's just not good. And I'm also, if I ever hesitate before I say a certain word, it's most likely because I'm trying to find a replacement for that. Because in real life, I curse like a sailor. I do. It's just, you know, I'm a decently smart human being. It's not that I'm, you know, an idiot. It's just, I like swearing. It makes me feel confident and powerful and like, you know, whatever. But I also want money. I'm, you know, like I said, I'm a teenage girl. I'm hopefully gonna get my hardship and permit this year. And, I need money for driving. I'm gonna go to Hawaii next summer. I need money for that. I might be going to Washington. Need money for that. I would like to go to college out of state because I hate the South and I would prefer to go up north and that's expensive. So I need money for that. And I also, you know, you might be thinking, why don't you just get a job? Be a normal individual. But the thing is, I am not a normal individual. Okay, I am far from being a normal individual. I, even though most people would say I'm, you know, extroverted, I'm a social butterfly, I can be for extended periods of time. Or did I say extended? I'm an idiot. For small amounts of time. And when I'm around my friends, okay? Not when I'm around strangers, not whenever. And even when I'm around my friends, I don't do so hot because I make everything awkward, okay? I'm a very awkward person. I will see something that most people will not find awkward, and I will go, oh, that's awkward. I'm going to shut my trap. And so, you know, I clam up and I shut down. And I need recovery time, okay? I value my alone time. I basically hibernate in my room. I do not, you know, like seeing people for too long. So I could not do well with, you know, getting a normal job at a grocery store or at a fast food place or whatever, you know. I could maybe do babysitting, but again, I can't drive at the moment. So, you know, I've been spending way too much money on jewelry stuff to make jewelry. And I'm, you know, haven't really made sales. I've gotten a girl who was like, oh my god, yes, it's cute. I'll totally be buying. And I was like, okay, just DM me. I didn't get a DM yet. It's been like an hour. So there's that. And a girl who I love, who used to be on, go to school with me, who used to be on the cheer squad, who is now, has moved to a different town. She DM'd me asking about it, but I would have to mail it to her and that's complicated and I'll probably do it because I love her, but, you know, we'll figure it out, ladies and gents. Okay, so, what were we doing? What were we doing? Ah, yes, money. Money, 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 money. Money's an odd thing. I'm not, you know, very good with it. But I mean, okay, I have an excuse. I am spending this money to get more money from it. I also would like to buy some resin, do some resin crafts. That seems cool. I'm an artsy-ish person. I'm good with that and, like, laying out designs for things. I wish I was a better artist, like, with drawing and stuff and painting. If I work hard enough, I can be. I suck at realism. I can do weird shit, and I can do, you know, quick little doodles. I say quick, really, an eternity, and some people will just, you know, bust it out. But, yeah. Basically, that's that. I don't really know what else to say. I'm sorry, this episode's gonna be so boring. I mean, I am a hot mess. I should have planned this out. Like I've said a million times, this might not be even going up. You know, and in the beginning I said maybe I'll upload another episode tonight. That was a lie, you know? I probably won't because, you know, we're only 16 minutes in and I already want to stop. But, you know, normal podcasts are like an hour and a half. Maybe I can push to 30 minutes. Would 30 minutes be good? You know, us teens are busy. You know, some of us might not be that busy, but we still value our, you know, free time. Like me. Like, I am a very busy individual, but I do have enough time to get stuff done at home. I could be the type of person where I, you know, I get home and it's, I don't take a second for myself and I get straight to work and I get done the things I need to get done. But I am a master procrastinator. So that's not gonna happen. I wish. That's one thing I want to work on this year. That's one of the reasons why this year has been so hard. Because, and it's going to get harder, because I want this year to be a year of growth and discovery and change, and that's what it's been so far. I have figured some stuff out, I've made some realizations, and I've set some goals for myself, which I don't know if I'm going to meet, but I would like to, because, you know, just like every other teen, I am insecure as hell. Okay, I just got done with Accutane. And if you don't know what that is an acne medication. That sucks. I mean, granted, I got off easy. Okay, the most I had was dry lips and some, you know, kind of, and some dry skin here and there. I didn't get pain or any of the other bad side effects. But I just got done with that and, you know, my lips are still dry, my skin's still dry. Before I had very oily skin, okay, very oily, acne-prone skin. And it's weird not being, you know, not having that, and I'm waiting for it to go back to normal. And I hope it goes back to normal, I really do. Because, you know, it's, people think, you know, oil does suck, it really does. But at the same time, your skin's constantly moisturized. So, you know, dry skin people might look like a sack of rotten potatoes by the time they're 40, but I'll look decent. That's probably a lie, because I already look like 5 to 10 years older than I actually am. Okay, like all those dumb things where it's like, how old am I? They, or if it's just automatically like guesses, it all is like 20, 25, and I'm not 20 or 25. I honestly thought I looked older, so I'll take it, but it's weird. Just being a teen in general is weird and stressful. You know, people say they look back and it's the easiest their life has been, but I haven't experienced that, and I might be wrong. I could be 100% wrong. I could, you know, if I'm still making this podcast when I'm out of college or out of high school, I don't know if I will be. I don't know if I'll upload frequently or every once in a while, or I don't know if I'll make an entirely new podcast and keep this one there for the teens, and when I'm not a teen anymore, have a new podcast or change the name. I don't feel like that, though. I don't feel like that would be appropriate, just because, I don't know, this is, not only is this for me, you know, because I like ranting and I need to an outlet to express myself, but I also, maybe this can help you guys. Maybe hearing my stories and my issues and my solutions for some of those issues and what I've reasoned would be a good solution for things. Might help you. It might make you guys realize that you're not so alone, or there is a way to get through it, or, you know, there is a happy ending. Like, you will get better. It will get better. And that's one of the things in my long 15 years of life that I have realized, that it does get better. Okay, it's at times it seems like it's not, and I'm at one of those points where it's getting to be like, will I ever do what I really want to do? You know, will I ever reach my true potential? I'm in a long-term existential crisis, and it's really not fun. But I am a very ambitious person, okay? I have high expectations for myself, for my life, for my career, and I don't know if those goals will be met, and that scares me. It really, really does. It terrifies me to think that I'm not going to be the person I want to be, and it probably doesn't help that I'm limiting myself to the end of this year, that I want to be at least close to being who I want to be by the end of this year, at least physically and outwardly stuff, like, you know, grades and room, and maybe not eternally. You know, I feel like eternally will take a while, but at least externally, all the stuff I do, maybe I'll get that together. You know, maybe I'll be a more efficient studier, and maybe I'll keep my room clean for once, and maybe I'll lose the 50, 60 pounds I want to lose. But growth takes time, and even though I will fully be crushed if, you know, those outward things aren't met by the end of this year. I still got a long time. Not like end of 2019, okay? End of, like, the school year. Like, that's how I measure things whenever. Like, that's how most teenagers measure things. The end of the year is the end of the school year, not the end of the year. But maybe I will. You know, maybe I will. Maybe I'll meet those goals. Maybe everything will be just fine and dandy. Who knows? But hopefully through this podcast, and I will grow and get better. And maybe I can see my progression. I'm a very nostalgic person. I love collecting things and taking pictures and doing all this stuff. And, you know, because I need to remember it. I need to see this is it. You know, it's like going back in time. I can look at this and go, this is where I was. This is what I did. This is who I was. You know, this is what I was feeling at the time. And, you know, maybe I'll be able to look back on this by the time I graduate. Even if I don't upload frequently, you know, I hope to get at least an episode out every week. Is that reasonable? I don't really know how this whole podcast thing works. Like, I don't know, like, a normal upload schedule. Like, you know, for, like, YouTube videos, they upload once a week. So maybe that, you know, maybe every once in a while I'll upload a few times a week, depending on what happens. You know, like, if something went down, maybe I'll make a quick little, like, you know, 20-minute rant about it. And maybe, you know, it'll be weird. Maybe that's what this whole thing is. You know, I haven't figured it out, but maybe it's just a weird, sporadic, clusterfuck of all sorts of things. You know, maybe it's life lessons and rants and things, you know, I've learned and all sorts of stuff. Sorry, that was my dog. Winter, I swear to Jesus. But anyway, maybe that's what this is. You know, who knows what this will be. Maybe I'll, you know, for a little bit, for like a few weeks, I'll be consistent. Upload once a week, you know, be good on that. Maybe I'll gain some of an audience. Who knows? Probably not. I mean, this is chaotic. This is so unbelievably chaotic, and I don't even know what I'm doing. I don't know if I can help anybody. I don't even know if I can help myself. But, you know, maybe I'll do that. Maybe we'll just once a week upload, gain a small following, hopefully. And then maybe also I'll do good. I'll keep my schedule. And then, you know, just 1 week you'll get like 5 episodes in a week, maybe several in one day. And then I just won't upload for like a month. And then I'll remember, oh, I have this podcast thing that I actually enjoyed. I should come back to that. You know, and I feel like that's what it's going to be. Like, honestly, like, you guys just need to be prepared. Like, that's probably what it's going to be. It's going to be a lot of me kind of being a decent person and keeping my schedule and keeping my word, and then me losing my mind, having an existential crisis more so than usual, and just like dropping it for a little bit. But I mean, who knows? Maybe I could like work this into my schedule, like even on days when I'm busy and I know that this is, instead of doing my work or instead of really focusing on my work, I can half work and then half do this. I can just do that, you know, work on homework while doing this, or, you know, do something else while doing this. But I hope this works out. Okay, you know, this has been very therapeutic. I mean, I journaled for a little bit and then stopped, and then I didn't know why I stopped. And then made an entry being like, why did I stop? I need to keep doing this. It actually kind of helped. And then once again, right after that entry, I stopped. Then on this phone, on my phone, I got, you know, a little self-care thing, and it was like, you know, just journal entries and like see where you are. You know, I've done one day of that. Who knows how long that'll last, really? I mean, who knows? I also don't know if I want to stop this at 30 minutes. I feel like stopping it around 30 minutes is good. Just a short little burst of who I am and how chaotic I am. And maybe it'll be longer. Maybe I'll reach the hour. I don't know if I will, because this is struggle and I'm like ranting and don't know what I'm talking about. But again, that's what this is. That's what this is. This is the true insight into the mind of a teenage girl, of a crazy, chaotic, weird, insecure teenage girl. Honestly, listening to this back is probably going to be horrible. And I don't know. Who knows? Who knows what, you know, this year will bring. Hopefully it gets better. Hopefully I figure stuff out. Hopefully I actually get my life together. That's one thing I really want to do is, you know, I briefly mentioned it and I'll probably touch on it in another episode, but I really just want to get my shit together. Okay, I want high school to go better than this. I want to have the ideal high school experience. I want to have the ideal Wattpad fanfiction rom-com experience. I want the mysterious bad boy to show up and be like, ooh, damn girl. And then I'll be like, ooh, damn boy, but like, I'm also smarter than to date, you know, some crazy mysterious bad boy. And then, you know, maybe someone gets murdered and I solve that murder and then get famous for that, you know, whatever, who knows, something like that. Maybe, okay, not that, but like something better than what it is now. I want my sophomore, junior, and senior year to go by, I was gonna say without a hitch, but I know that's not gonna happen. I need realistic goals to do better than this, to start off better than this, to be better than this. I want to be better. I want to grow as a person, and I want to help you guys grow as people. You know, maybe nobody listened to this. Maybe this is a personal thing that, even though it's out into the open and for people to see, maybe it's only, I'm the only one listening. I'm the only one listening to myself. This is just me. Maybe I can actually help people. I know I've said that a billion times, but I just don't know what I'm doing, okay? I really don't. And I feel like a lot of people feel that way in their life. They feel like they don't know what they're doing, and that's perfectly okay. I feel like there's just such a pressure to figure everything out, and it's okay to not know, okay? It really is. It's so perfectly fine to not know what you're doing with your life. You know, I'm supposed to be figuring everything out right now, and that's so stressful. It's so difficult planning out my future because there's so many things that could go wrong and so many things that could go right, but I mostly focus on the wrong. But that's something I need to really focus on, because I can, you know, I need to start practicing what I preach, because it really is okay not to know. Like, there's so many people who change their minds in college. So, you know, it'll work out. It's gonna work out, okay? Positive affirmations, okay? So, that's really all I have to say. Hope you guys enjoyed, and I will be back at some point. Bye.